First public hearing is conditional use number 1916, Tim Elder.
Yes, this is an application to consider the conditional use of land in a B1 neighborhood business district for a hot dog hamburger vendor to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 24,743 square feet, more or less, lying northwest corner of Shortley Road being Road 431 and Hardscrapper Road being Route 20. For the benefit of the commission, I just passed down copies of the site plan survey for this application. It's basically the site plan for the Workman's Store out on Route 20 and 431, and it shows a location for a proposed vendor location. I believe the intent is to have that vendor cart present so that while the reconstruction of the Workman's Store building progresses. The applicant will have to advise us in his presentation as to whether or not it's a temporary or for that purpose or whether it's a permanent type facility. We did receive one comment from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division in the form of a memorandum, and it was received on December 13th of 2011, and advised that the site is located in the Western Sussex Planning Area number 5, that an on-site septic system is proposed to serve the site when developed, that conformity to the Western Sussex Planning Study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where Sussex County currently has a schedule to provide sewer service, and therefore a concept plan is not required. We did not request DLDOT comments on this application. Since the zoning is B1, the uses will be established once the store opens, and this is a temporary use. And that's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
All right, so we thank you. Yes, sir.
Hi. I'm Tim Elder. 33319 Elder Lane, Ocean View, Delaware is my residence. And as Mr. Lang stated, it's pretty straightforward what I'm asking here.
Okay.
Wanted to put this little hot dog cart there while I improve upon Workman's Store. There's a considerable amount of work to do there to renovate the building. And I've had a considerable amount of expense thus far just getting it rezoned or zoned B1, and my hopes are to create a little revenue to offset the expenses that I've incurred thus far and the future expenses.
All right, sir.
Well, we appreciate your comments. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any question for you, and we'll start with Mr. Ross.
Mr. Lank, did we approve the final site plan yet?
On the Workman's Store?
Yeah.
Got preliminary.
Preliminary approval.
Got preliminary approval a couple of months ago, yes.
So we've done the preliminary, and then we passed on the final to you guys pending getting all the state
agency approval.
Correct. Mr. Elder, where do you plan on parking this, the hot dog cart or whatever?
I think I have on the plan there a little square drawn in. On the
bottom right corner.
Yes, sir. So it's probably, it's not even going to take up that much space, but that's the location that I had in mind for it, and that kind of sets it back out of the way and puts it in an area where it's visible.
I'm thinking we're going to ask you to move that off into your inside of your proposed parking area for the Workman's Store, and out of the is that in the parking area there, or is that I'm trying to? Looks like it's in the buffer area.
It's not in a proposed parking space.
It's not, right?
No, it's got a bumper. He's got a couple of bumpers drawn around it too.
Yeah,
protected,
kinda,
it looks like.
Kind of in between the bumpers and the building, if I'm seeing it correctly.
Okay, that'll probably work. Is that going to be in the way of your construction activities or whatever?
No, it shouldn't. And the cart is a standard hot dog cart, so I mean, I can move it out of the way, and in fact will be. I'm not going to leave it out there overnight. So it'll be something I pull up on a daily basis. I might wheel it around back and lock it up back there at the most I'll wheel it, hook it to my truck and take it home.
Okay. And then will there be room left for people to, I guess people will pull in, buy a hot dog and just pull away. They're not going to have a table there to eat or anything of that nature.
You know, I wouldn't mind putting a table. I think the area that I have drawn out would be big enough to put a table. I mean, a hot dog cart's about as big as this thing here. So I could have a little picnic table in that area.
Well, one of the problems we've had in this location in the past is people parking across the street at Route 20, walking across, so you have a lot of traffic on that road. And
yeah.
So they put up no parking signs across the street to prevent that. But, you know, I don't know, Lawrence, how do you address the parking situation for a hot dog stand, and do they have to be marked or in this?
Well, typically that type of use is a temporary feature within a parking lot that already exists. The one we had at Long Neck was an existing parking lot, and they just created space for it.
Right.
The one at Lowe's parks in front of Lowe's building on the apron out in front of the building, so it doesn't obstruct the driveways or the parking space. So they're everyone different depending on where the site is.
But just so, Mr. Alder, you're aware that, you know, we prefer not to have, encourage people to park across the street and walk through that busy intersection. Would you be requesting a sign of any kind, or are you just going to hope people see you?
Well, I would I'd probably put a banner, would like to put a banner up on the cart. It has an umbrella, too, that makes it visible. And, you know, if I could slap a sign up right now on the building, there's the old Workman store sign that's still up there.
So you could reword that?
Yeah.
Okay. And then are you going to run regular hours or just when the mood strikes? Or?
Regular hours, weather permitting. So it would be probably 10 to 5 type time frame, just to get the...
7 days a week?
Yes.
And will it be just one, yourself, or will it be one employees or one...
I think it's a one-man operation.
So just one employee, whether two or not, doesn't really matter.
Yes, sir.
And then regarding the expiration of the CU, since you're planning on using the B1 zoning for Workman Store and remodeling that, is it acceptable to you that we put an expiration on the CU at the time that you get your occupancy permit for Workman Store?
I would prefer not. I mean, if that's how it has to be approved, then sure. But I would like to have the option of continuing with it. For example, if Workman's Store turns out to be strictly retail in the future, there's a lot of added expense when I go to turn that into a restaurant that may or may not transpire. If I keep it retail and can keep that hot dog cart out there, that would be my preference. But again,
well, we get into the issue of allocating the parking. The site was pretty tight on the original site plan to get the appropriate parking spots. And so then, Mr. Blank, do you have an opinion on whether this is going to impact that site plan if we leave this along with the original use?
Well, the question becomes, if it becomes permanent, as to whether or not it should meet the setback requirements.
Right.
Even though it's a hot dog cart, it's a permanent site shown that's actually encroaching into the side yard setback requirements from Shortley Road and also the front yard setbacks from Route 20, even though it doesn't go out as far as the Workman Store building on the front part. But it does become a interpretation issue.
I think it'd be preferable if, you know, you decided whether you wanted, you know, this as a temporary situation while you're remodeling, which is what you presented, or if you want to add it to the original intent, you know, expand on that original intent. And so, you know, we would need your guidance on where you wanted to go there. I think it'd be preferable if you incorporated any hot dog business within the original application and site plan. I think that would be preferable. I think I can only speak for myself that, you know, I think acting favorably on your quest to do something while you're remodeling the store is worth considering.
Mm-hmm.
But when you extend that to say that, well, I want to make this permanent in addition to, then that changes the game a little bit.
I understand. My only response to that would be that the original site plan and the parking thus permitted for that was designed for a restaurant. So if in fact I did do a retail store instead, I think the parking requirements for said store would be less than potentially a restaurant, and therefore the hot dog cart may not really impede in those additional parking spaces. But, you know, I would defer to you all on that as far as, you know, you asked me what my preference was. My preference would be to have it there permanently. Now, I understand the conditional use permits. If I understand correctly, it's not a lifetime deal, or is it?
Well, it doesn't travel with the land. I mean, it can be, it can be provided that the use stays active. Mm-hmm. If it goes dormant for more than a certain period of time, then it automatically reverts back to whatever it was before, or it can be placed on there with a time limit.
I see.
Which is what Mr. Ross's question is speaking to.
Well, I guess, you know, it gets to the point of whether it's cleaner to you just to amend your site plan. And you've got the zoning. B1 zoning covers the hot dog stand. You don't need
right.
You know, you don't need a conditional use to do that. It's just a matter of incorporating it within the site plan. You know, it might be cleaner to just simply say, hey, look, you know, we'll come back to the commission and review the preliminary site plan to amend it to incorporate this if you're going to make it more permanent.
My understanding that Mr. Lank has explained to me, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, but the problem with doing that is that I don't meet the setbacks. So I can sell hot dogs out of there as long as I stay within the footprint of the building and don't even need a conditional use to do that. However,
the site plan approved.
Right, and I can't stay within that
thing. If the hot dog, the vendor, the cart required a conditional use. If you were to move the hot dog service, whether it's a cart parked inside the building, then it would be based on site plan approval or agency permits. Then it's a permitted use as far as the B1. It's a food service. But it has to be inside the building. It can't be a vendor.
Or attached to the building.
Or it could be attached, but then it's got setback requirements. And right now they're encroaching.
They're only, that portion of the building is only what appears to be 34.38 from Shortley Road to meet the requirements, but only 20 foot from Route 20.
Right.
If I'm looking at the right line. Yeah, the dotted line is the original building,
mm-hmm.
and the solid line is the proposed building.
And my bottom line is I'll do, within reason, I'll do whatever. I don't want to have to go back to the drawing board. This has been a long, arduous, expensive process for me, and I'm not going to make $1 million out here selling hot dogs. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll Thanks do whatever it takes. I'm just trying to make a couple dollars.
Understand. Mr. Chairman, I'm done.
Okay. Mr. Smith?
I think I understand the application. Thank you.
Mr. Johnson?
I have no additional questions.
Mr. Burden?
Mr. Warren, are we, with this conditional use, are we conditioning it right there, or is it?
He's applying for the use on that property. It's up to site plan approval and the commission for the location.
And when the location is then drawn, the fact that the cart is mobile.
He's showing us where he would prefer it to be.
He can't
he's not going to leave it there permanently. It's only a temporary location.
But as he moved along, is he illegal to move the,
He could, as long as it's within, if it was within the building, it's not a problem. Because the further you go north on Shortley Road, the closer you are to Shortley Road. So that, the old warehouse building actually is closer to Shortley Road than the restaurant building.
I understand the application.
All right, sir. Mr. Lang, you have anything?
No questions.
Hey, Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions, thanks.
All right, sir. If you take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1916, Tim Elder? Anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1916? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.